Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. My name is Corby LaCroix, and the song you're hearing right now is called Great and Mighty One, available on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your music. But for now, recording from the Unscripted Studio, here's your host and my friend, Aaron Conrad.
Great Redeemer, God of grace, come receive our songs of praise.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Unscripted from my studios in Hilliard, Ohio. It's the end of the year, and what a way to finish out the end of the year with three-time returning guest, Kurt Harding. Kurt, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, man. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. It's been a minute since we've seen each other IRL, as they say.
Yeah. I think we text too much. We need to, in 2024, we need to say we're going to do this and we're going to do phone calls a little more often.
I love it. And so today we're going to talk 2024. You're coming on. You're a storyteller. We just got done talking about some things. You've been, not going to go into a lot of details at the moment, but you've been a very solid rock for me over the past few weeks with some personal things been working through, and been a cheerleader for me. You look great in a skirt with the pom-poms, I got to tell you.
I was like, wait, is that a video I don't know about?
It might be. That's those college years. You know, you were young. You needed the work. There's probably going to be a lot of this today, but Kurt's one of my favorite people, man. I'm so glad to have you back on. I love everything that you're doing. Love your family. Love seeing everything that you're doing. And I agree, we got to do more of it in 2024.
Absolutely. Let's do it. Yeah. And I'm happy to be your cheerleader anytime. You know that. I'm a big Aaron fan.
Well, it's been very helpful, given, you know, what been walking through. It's been very helpful to receive texts and countdowns and other things, count ups, I guess we'd call them. It's been fun. So anyway, man, talk about 2023 first. Let's put a bow on that for you. Man. Let's talk about the Harding 2023.
Yeah, you know, it was a great year. It really was. I love this time of year. I'm sitting here at work at Ramsey Solutions, where I work in Nashville. And, you know, it's so great just walking around the building and having like a skeleton crew. Like there's nobody really here. There's no real urgency of doing a lot of like deadline type things right now. And there's just been a lot of time in the last couple of days to just sit down and go, what was 2023 like? And what did I do? And where did I fall short in some areas? But mostly just what did I get to do? And it's been a good year. And it's been, for me personally, it's been a year of healing. I had open heart surgery in 2021, late in December. And all of 2022 was supposed to be like feeling like a new man. Mm-hmm. And it never happened. Mm. I would go to the doctor, and at one point I said to my doctor, if you told me that you forgot to do the surgery or you did it on somebody else, I would believe you because I don't feel any different.
Wow.
Yeah. And that bummed him out. He was like, ooh. He goes, I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
But it turns out he was just kind of wrong about the timeline of me getting healthy. Because 2023, I do feel like a new person.
That's awesome.
The healing has been incredible. So it just came later. And I guess you just have to listen to your body. Your body keeps the score, right?
Yeah.
And it kept the score. And in 2022, it was all about just trying to get healthy. But 2023, man. It was around summertime that I really noticed it. Just my personality coming back, everything. It was like, wow, I'm better now. So it was a year of healing, and it was a year of travel too. I did a lot of traveling, which was really cool, both for work and personal. I took I know you'll love this. I took a trip by myself, which was so incredibly important to the healing process. And my wife was all about it. She was like, go. do what you got to do. And I didn't plan hardly anything. I just went home to Michigan and I hung out and I did what I wanted to do for 5-6 days. I didn't make a single arrangement. It was so great. It was so great. I didn't even know where I was staying. One night I was like on the beach and it was getting dark. The sun was setting and I was like, I don't even know where I'm staying tonight.
My wife
was like, well, just go get a hotel. And I go, I mean, I could, but I think I'm just going to sleep in the truck.
Really?
And that's what I did.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You got to do that every now and then.
Yeah. I mean, I just didn't want to make plans.
Yeah.
I didn't want to necessarily be super comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to be home. And I was. I was in my home state with no plan. And I'll tell you what, that was one of the best trips I ever took.
Well, and I know you and I have talked about it before. I think the last time you came on, we talked about going home. You've written about it. So you're an author. You've written a book, Tale of Two Kitties. You co-author some things. You ghost author some things. You're a writer. You're a storyteller. You work at Ramsey's. There's a lot of things in the introduction that I didn't do in case nobody is familiar with you. You love Gary Miracle.
Oh, man. Who doesn't?
Sorry. I know Gary. I'm sure Gary will be tuned in.
I might not love
in.
Him as much as Aaron does, but I do love him.
All right. Well, anyway, that's an inside joke, but Gary and Kurt have a very special relationship. But no, it's kind of a City Slickers type thing, you know? Mm-hmm. You had to go find your smile again, like Billy Crystal in City Slickers, which is a fantastic movie. And, you know, that's what they did. They just went out there. They didn't have any plans. And you know, there's just something about going home. I don't know. I know people think I'm crazy, but, you know, shout out to the Browns. Not a Browns fan, but shout out to the Browns for getting that playoff. Your Lions are going to be probably in the playoffs if they didn't clinch, right?
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, they did. They got the division, which is just amazing.
What year are we living in?
Right? Seriously. Right?
No, it's exciting, but it is fun to go home, and I'm happy for my city last night. You know, people were just so amped up, and it's a Browns town, and so, you know, it just, I don't know, there's just something about going home, even just to sit in front of, or in my case, went to the driveway of my old home where my parents no longer live. And, you know, it just, I don't know. There's just something nostalgic about it that really brings you back to when life was maybe a little more simple. At the time, we thought it was difficult, but it was so simple then. You know?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, there is a hunger for this because I did a podcast on my visit home. I went to my elementary school, and it's been closed for more than a decade. So walking around an empty schoolhouse, looking in the windows of the same windows that I looked in 50 years ago, brought so many things back, and it was my most listened to podcast with thousands of downloads. And I can only guess that it's because people want that. They want that look back. And that nostalgic feeling. And I think they were there with me listening to that. So that's why I think it was one of the biggest, most listened to podcasts, because there's just a hunger for that. There's a hunger for, wow, you know, things used to be a little more simple. And I just want to go back there just for a second. I know we have to live in now. I know we have to look ahead. But just for a second, can I be where my friends were? Just for a second. And I think that was pretty powerful for that one.
Well, and I think our good friend, Taylor Swift, I know you're a Swiftie.
Oh, I'm a Swiftie, man. Look at us.
Look at us. Just look at us. Now, I've used her line multiple times, thought about even getting that tatted on me, but, you know, the monsters turned out to be just trees. And and I love that line for 2023 because I think, you know, when we're kids, it was, you know, these monsters and we were so afraid. And my mom used to always say that the thing you worry about most never happens. And Mama C was undefeated in that line because it's pretty true. Yeah. It's been very true in my life because I have a tendency to make trees into monsters. And at the end of the day, they're just trees, you know, but when the light comes up and the darkness is gone of whatever that moment or that thing is, they're just trees. It's not monsters. You know what I mean? I know it sounds really simple, but it's one of my favorite lines from 2023. And I think when we think about our elementary monsters, you know, things under the bed or in our closet. You know, now you have bigger monsters in life and, you know, physical fears. Like you said, you know, you went through a very scary time right there. And now we have bigger monsters, but a lot of times they're still just trees.
And staying on the Taylor Swift theme, the song Invisible Strings, I'm not totally positive about what that's about, what Taylor meant that it was about. But for me, when I was home, I was looking for those invisible strings, which is all those people and all those moments that sort of wrote our story. It was like the early chapters of the story. And I met up with a couple of people that I haven't seen in over 30 years. And I thought that guy right there was an invisible string. He played a role in my story. So that's why that trip was so great. Reconnecting with some of those invisible strings. Being back on the same ground as my elementary school was really wild. Someday they're going to probably tear it down, but for now it's still sitting there and I'm looking in that window and I'm thinking, Wow, I was a scared little kid back then, man. I was so scared.
Yeah. I think that's why we connected so quickly and so immediately was because we both love story. We're both nostalgic. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Things mean something. And I'm not saying they don't mean things to other people, but I think I'm an empath. And so, you know, everything is about feel and, you know, and I get emotionally attached to things, even, you know, objects. I just get very attached and it's hard to disassociate with them, even times and memories like an elementary school or a high school or a concert that I went to. I mean, I those things, you know, earmark my entire history in life. And some people just don't, you know, they don't mean as much. And that doesn't mean, I mean, we're all wired differently and the world needs both.
Yeah. The world needs both. So too. Yeah. And for me, I find it easier to go forward when I look back for a second. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's almost like taking two steps back before you take a jump. Mm. And for me, that's what it does. And it doesn't work for everybody, but for me, I really do love to take a couple steps back or look in the rearview mirror and say, yeah, I remember when that was great, but I'm still looking forward. I'm still going forward.
Yeah.
But it's really important for me to look back too.
Well, I believe it was you that told me the line that many people use, but the rear view's, you know, the front windshield's bigger than the rear view for a reason.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But there is a rear view and we should look back at it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And even when things weren't great in the rear view, you know, my elementary school experience wasn't all great, but, it was another memory that came up is the good and the bad. And I think as you get older, you start to sort of find the good, even in the bad. So that's what that did for me. And it was funny. I was only there for maybe 15 minutes, but if you listen to the podcast, it sounds like I was there for hours and it was this day long look back, you know, but no, this was literally a 15 minute stop, you know?
Yeah.
But it was important.
You brought up the podcast. So you are also a podcaster, which I failed to mention. What is the podcast? Where can people find it?
Oh, it's called The Short Pause. And that's exactly what it is. It's a short pause. I don't think any of them are more than 6 minutes long.
Right.
And it's no guest. It's just me reflecting on something, either something I've experienced or something somebody has experienced that I can tell the story of. And I try to do it with a little sound. I try to do it really engaging. And then it's just in and out, short pause, and you're out. So Short Pause Podcast, Kurt Harding.
And you can also find your writing at kurtharding.com, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And you're on socials?
I am, yes.
There you go. Where can they find you on socials?
Mostly Facebook. I'm on Instagram now and then, but I forget it exists, which is kind of cool. That's
right. Are you on Threads?
No. No, yeah. And I'm soon to be off X because I just think it's become a bad place to be. So I'm just going to stick with Facebook and a little bit of Instagram. And I actually love LinkedIn too, but it's very professional, but I do love that.
Yeah. I'm still trying to find my way on that one. I haven't spent a lot of time on that one. That's the only one that I kept. I do use X because of work, but you and I talked about this before we jumped on, made the decision to actually just delete all my social media apps, and I've never been happier.
And my biggest question for you was how hard was that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was easy. Honestly, it was, you and I've already talked about this, so I feel like we're rehashing it. But for those that weren't listening pregame, because it wasn't recording, I just decided I don't know. I guess I want people's stories and I want the unpolished real version. You know, I talked about this. I want to walk up to somebody and not say, hey, I saw your daughter graduated on Facebook, and then just diffuse an entire conversation before I have a chance to say, hey, Kurt, what's going on? Oh, my daughter graduated from, now we have a conversation.
Right.
That's just one, you know, element of it. But I just felt like all conversations were becoming, sometimes they're starters. Hey, I saw on Facebook that you got a new car. Yeah. And then they start talking. I don't know if that makes sense to people, but, and again, it's not for everybody. Certainly not judging those that use it. It's a great tool. It's a great connector. I'm sure I will miss it at times, but, for me, I just found that it was, I don't know. I don't miss it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a blessing and such a curse. I mean, it's like the blessing part of it. I've reconnected with so many people.
Right.
I mean, when I had the heart surgery, I heard from people I went to kindergarten with.
Right.
I mean, kindergarten, we're talking 1972.
Yeah.
Yeah. And someone would reach out or send me something in the mail. And they wouldn't have done that without Facebook and seeing me and seeing my family. They would have just thought, oh yeah, Kurt, I think I went to school with him. I don't really know him anymore.
Right.
But that's the blessing part of it. The curse part of it is, like you said, it's a conversation killer at times. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I saw that. I saw your family. I saw your Christmas. So I don't really have to ask you what it was like.
Right.
And that's crazy. That's where it's just gone too far. So I applaud you, man. I do. I plan on reducing it, not killing it altogether.
Yeah.
I do love how you said, I'm not going to make an announcement, because that is funny when people do that. I just want everyone to know I'm no longer going to be on Facebook.
Right.
It's like, this isn't an airport. You don't need to announce your departure.
Exactly. That's it. And I, you know, at first I just left. And honestly, this is the truth, because I did make an announcement, and I didn't. The reason why I did the announcement was because actually, not a name drop, but Mark Price did something very cool for somebody that I went to high school with, who I met on Facebook or connected with on Facebook. Yeah. And a very long story that I won't go into, because maybe that's her story to tell, not to ruin social media. But Mark Price did something very kind for someone in her family for Christmas. And we had organized that. And I forgot that we had done that. And it required Mark to do a signature and some things. And he was in Cleveland, and we had already kind of put the plans together for it. And I forgot and happened to log in to Facebook and saw something in Messenger, which I also don't use. And so I saw a message, and it was from her. And she's like, hey, are we still good for tomorrow? And I'm like, oh my goodness, I would have missed that. I would have ruined her Christmas. And so that is the reason why I went to the lengths to tell the story of, hey, I'm not going to be on here anymore, because I didn't want to miss something like that. I mean, I don't, you know, I could have missed a conversation or a promise that I made. And so I wanted people to know, hey, if you want to contact me, let's go old fashioned. You know, if you need my number, here it is. That's why I did that. Honestly, I didn't, you know, because I didn't want to be that guy. Like, oh, hey, everybody, I'm leaving, you know, social media. But I, you know, you never know when there was something like that. And I would have felt awful if that wouldn't have, because it turned out to be a very cool. She texted me yesterday with the story of the gift that they gave, and it was really cool. It was a very special moment. And Mark's an incredible guy, man. I'm just blessed just to have a little time with him. It was very cool.
Awesome. Have you ever asked Mark, by the way, if he still plays hoop at all? Does he ever play basketball?
I think I know he works out, you know, still very much. He does his camps, and his campers still can't beat him in free throws.
Yeah.
So he did.
I was just wondering, because I read Joe Dumars, who was my favorite growing up.
Yeah.
And they played against each other.
Sure.
Joe said he doesn't pick up a ball. He hasn't in years. And I just think that'd be amazing to go from being, you know, starting guard in the NBA to, I don't really play basketball.
Yeah. No, Mark, it's in his blood. I mean, it's such an, you know, it's so what he is and always has been, because, you know, his dad was a coach and all that. He loves giving back. And that's why he does his camps. His camps are wildly popular. He did 5 last summer. I think he's on track to do even more next summer in Ohio. As far as I know, I've never asked him directly the question, but just my knowledge of how he stays close to the game. So,
yeah, great.
All right. So that was 2023. Let's look ahead. 2024. What's on the map?
Wow. You know, I want to do more traveling. You know, that was one of the highlights of 2023. And what's funny is going through my phone and just looking at photos, you just go back and you're like, and it's by month, you know, you're like, oh, August, July, June, you just go, you know, and I'm looking at all the places and all the things, and, gosh, that was just a great way to reflect and just, you know, sometimes it almost feels like, I haven't done much this summer, or I'm kind of bored. And then you look at the pictures and you go, no, I'm not. I'm very busy. I'm doing a lot of things. Yeah. And I really want that for 2024. I want to do more of those things. I'll probably take another trip, by myself, maybe for a couple days. And then I'm sure my wife and I will make some plans. I got a wedding coming up.
My
daughter getting married in May.
That's right.
So that's going to be
congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you. So that'll be fun. So I'm really looking ahead. I don't do New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I adopted, and I'm not sure where this came from, so it's not original to me. I think it may be a Zig Ziglar, but I adopted this thing where you basically draw a circle on a piece of paper. And then put spokes in it, like the wheel, like a wheel. And in the spokes, you put what you want to get better at. So different areas like spiritual, financial, intellectual, fitness, you put all those things on a spoke. And then you look at that wheel and you say, okay, we're rolling now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And what area do I want to do better? If I want to read, I'm not going to say I'm going to read 25 books in 2024. Mm-hmm. Instead, I'm going to look at the spoke, and the spoke says you're going to be a reader.
Yeah. Very cool.
If that means I only read 3 books, I'm still a reader, right?
Right. Right. You didn't fail. Right.
Yeah. You didn't fail. You're a reader. And so that's what I'm doing for 2024 is just looking at that and saying, what areas do I want to do better at? For me, spiritual is big in 2024 because in 2023, I sort of let that slip. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that I was more of a non-believer or something. I was just not as close to God intentionally as I could have been. And 2024, I will do more of that. I will read more of his word. I will be closer to him. Because you would think in the year of recovery that was right. a time of being really close. Mm-hmm. But that was the year before when I was really hurting.
Yeah.
And I reached out to God more. But in 2023, I just let that kind of slide. Didn't go to church as much. Just let it slide. And mm-hmm. I see that as a problem in my own life. Mm. So I'm going to fix that in 2024.
That's awesome. And it's funny, but you said that, and this is, certainly isn't judgmental on my part. But it is funny how when the monsters, not to mm-hmm. go back to that, but when we think there's monsters, boy, we are calling out, crying out. We are at every church service. We are all up in God's business.
Yes.
You know, and then when we start to feel a little better, now all of a sudden we're back to I don't need this. You know, I don't need it. I'm good. I feel good. Yeah. Everything's good. Yep. Life's good. And that just, that's, you know, me saying that of myself as well is, again, mountains and valleys, right?
It's natural for us. And I think God just shakes his head sometimes and goes, oh man.
Yeah, not again. Not again.
Not again.
Come on, dude. I got to put you in the valley again.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Right? Yeah.
Let me go ahead and carve out a valley for you real quick. Let's go.
And it's funny. That's when I knew I was getting much better this last summer. I was driving to work and I drive on kind of a rural type area. This back road, and I saw a bunch of cows and they were coming towards the road, and I just slowed down the car and I was just looking at these cows, and that's it. I was like, I just had this deep appreciation for this animal. I go, wow, that cow is like really beautiful. And I thought to myself, wow, Kurt, what is happening to you? But it really was just like an awareness of I'm healthy. I'm alive. Mm-hmm. There's a cow.
Right.
And so I mooed at him. Of course, you roll down the window and you moo. Right.
I'm sure he understood exactly what you said.
Exactly. Right. But that is really, I started laughing right after that because I thought that is an indication of me being better. The fact that I just mooed at a cow.
Right. Right.
And appreciated the fact that God made that, he made me, he made this day. Mm-hmm. It was just a moment of I'm okay and I'm healthy.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So yeah, I want more of that next year.
Well, you're beaming. I don't know if we'll put out video, but the audio, people just trust me. Kurt is beaming, and it's not our shiny bald heads. We always have to do the disclaimer too. We are not Right Said Fred.
That's correct.
Just so everybody knows, we are not too sexy, and we are not that group. If we go out to dinner, we typically are asked, and we are not those guys.
No. Everybody's Googling Right Said Fred right now, going
right now because they have a clue what we're talking about. But the other thing, we have a turtle and you know, this is, hey, welcome to Unscripted. We have a turtle. My daughter got a turtle and it was the same thing. Every time I feed that dumb turtle, I'm like, this thing is amazing. Like, I don't know if I didn't pay attention in school. You know, I wasn't very good in school. Maybe it was cool to people back then when they actually talked about whatever amphibians or reptiles, whatever that thing is. But like Franklin is his name, and Franklin can live underwater all day, all day. I mean, like a fish, right?
Right.
And he's got this little fake log, and we got this little sun lamp that he's supposed to bake under, like French fries at McDonald's, like once a day or something. And so I go plug it in, and old Franklin goes up on his little fake log, and now he's up on land. And he can live in both. I don't know why that's so amazing to me, but seriously, I can't go underwater and live.
Right.
I got to drink water, but I can't swim underwater all day. And then every now and then just come up for a little tan session. Like, that's amazing to me. And that God created Franklin for that purpose, is to hang out on a log and tan and be completely fine, breathing regular air, but then also be underwater and live there too. It's incredible to me. I don't know why.
You know what? It's an appreciation for the littlest things, and I see nothing wrong with that. You just you go check your turtle out all day, as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, Franklin you is my you, dude. Aaron. Franklin's my dude. I can't do anything with him. I mean, it's not like I could take him for a walk, but maybe
right,
I could.
Right.
I don't know. But anyway, all right. So yeah, 2024. I hope to just continue the path that I've been on, that you've been very helpful with. Actually, I'm going to. I'm not hoping to. I'm going to.
I told you the other day that I already see the victory. I already see you looking back and saying, "Wow, I was in this place." And I can't wait to hear those stories. I can't wait to hear the comeback and the redemption. It's already done, and I just can't wait to see it play out.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Now, one of the things that you texted me was something about a heart for men, you know, doing something with that. And I know we are unscripted, so we can edit this part out if you want to talk about it. But what was your thought there?
I think that there is a hunger for men to read about a comeback story for themselves. Manhood in general needs a comeback. Mm-hmm. We need to step up, and we need to be better.
Right.
And society is going to decide on their own where men are at right now. And sometimes we're dismissed, and that's just going to play itself out. But what we can do intentionally as men is just become better men. Mm. And I think that there's a hunger for reading some of that stuff. So I plan on writing a lot next year about what can you do to step up? What can you do to be better? I'll tell you, there was one, it was almost overwhelming when I found out that I had the heart problem. I wanted to be a victim immediately. Mm-hmm. Everything was over. It was like it was over. My life as I knew it was probably over. Mm-hmm. I became an instant victim. I don't have to work real hard because I've got this heart problem. And that's the way it initially hit me. And then all of a sudden, a couple of days later, after the shock of everything wore off, I was like, the heart problem literally is, they're going to fix it. It's done. It's a little defect that I was born with, and they fixed it. You're not a victim. Mm-hmm. So I took on this tremendous responsibility to face the heart problem with courage. Mm. And I thought to myself, there are people watching me, mm-hmm. not just my family, but everyone I know is watching me.
Right.
How I handle this is super, super important.
Right.
And that was kind of a responsibility and a burden that I felt, kind of a weight on my shoulders a little bit. But at the same time, it was like, this is an opportunity to be courageous. Mm. And I don't know if you remember the movie Evan Almighty, where Morgan Freeman plays God.
Yep.
And he asked the question, if you pray for courage, does God just give you courage, or does he give you the opportunity to be courageous?
Right.
And all of a sudden I had this opportunity before me to be courageous. Mm. And men have opportunities every day to be better fathers, mm-hmm. to be better husbands, to be better workers. And we're in a lot of cases, we're failing. We're not taking it seriously enough.
Right.
And so I want to write about that. And I want men to step up. Mm-hmm. And I want people to understand that manhood is super, super important.
It is. And I think, you know, Eldridge, gosh, I don't know how old the book is now, but, you know, Wild at Heart, one of those premises in Wild at Heart was a battle to fight.
Yeah.
And I think we've lost our will to fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, as you said, Hollywood is doing their job. I haven't seen the Barbie movie, but from what I heard, it's just a big shame fest for Ken, and which is why I have no reason to see it. But you know, that every television show, you know, they've dumbed down dad. You know, it's just become a thing. And I think we've lost our will to fight. Even myself, you know, with, you know, the things that, been walking through, is you do just, you feel sorry for yourself. You just wallow in whatever it might be, and you lose your will to fight. But there is something that happens when you do decide to fight. Like mm-hmm. you said, there's a spark. Because when we were kids, you know, back to when we were kids, you know, whether it was kickball on the playground or King of the Hill or, you know, all the different games you'd play, you know, you wanted to be the toughest one out there. You know, you wanted to win. And I think over time, we just start to lose that will to fight whatever it might be, even our marriage, our kids, our job, our health. You know, that's such a good thing to, I hope people are listening, because that's such a good thing to think about in 2024. What are you fighting for?
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, right? Not a bar fight. No, I'm not talking about that. What are you fighting for? Besides your favorite team on whatever day they play, right? You know?
And sometimes,
not on social media, not on, you know, I'm not talking a Twitter war. I'm talking like, what are you personally fighting for? What have you, you know, maybe sit down and make a list of what in your life is worth fighting for, and are you fighting for it? Or have you just resigned yourself to say, yeah, it is what it is. I'm just going to roll on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. That's great.
And it's hard for men because we have these things called egos that need to be tamed. Mm-hmm. So a good way to start to get better, and to figure out what you're fighting for, is to swallow that ego and ask somebody close to you.
Mm.
One of the hardest conversations I had with my wife one time was when I said, what can I do better at? Because I was opening myself up to some criticism.
Right.
And she told me some things about myself that I kind of knew, but I just didn't think that she noticed really.
Yeah.
And she did. And she said, I would love for you to do better in A, B, and C, because I asked the question. So I was opening myself up. I asked.
Yeah.
And I got to be able to take that and go, okay, she's not trying to hurt you. You asked the question and she's answering it.
Right.
So that's a great way to make your list, is ask other people, where can I get better? What is something I do that you just wish I didn't do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there something I say that you wish I wouldn't have said?
Yeah. And we talked about fighting for something. Don't fight that conversation.
Exactly.
Start fighting for it after the conversation, because as you said, man, it's hard to have someone criticize you, especially I'm from Cleveland. You know that. I got my 216. And when that's when a 216 comes out, you know, the dark side is like, oh no, I got to fight. And I'm ready to fight because I'm going to defend myself when I feel like I'm being attacked. But if you ask the question, you're not being attacked. You ask the question. So,
And it really is powerful. It's a powerful feeling to swallow that ego and go, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Even if you disagree with it, you might say, well, they kind of that I didn't ever mean that. And they took it. But to have those things said to you in your face and you asked for it, is a great way to just start. I mean, we do it at work all the time. Your leader will sit you down and say, I was going to give you a raise this year, but I can't because you haven't reached A, B, and C goal.
Right.
And you have to understand that as an employee,
right?
You know, or you reach these two goals, but you really miss the mark on this one. You got to be able to swallow your ego and take that, you know, and improve on that. And your personal life is no different than a work life would be.
Right.
You know, get better. 2024 is a great time to just get better.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. You know, what I want to do in 2024 is more of these. I'm going to put you on the spot. Can we do more of these?
Yes, absolutely.
Seriously. Because I got some job things coming up that may or may not impact my ability to do podcasts. Mm-hmm. And if I want to do them, I don't want to just do one to do one. So I have a new one up. I want to do podcasts that are impactful and meaningful. Yeah. And hopefully people listening, it's been impactful for me just to listen to you and be with you for a little bit. And so I want to do more of these. And hopefully our conversations might help somebody else.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm all down for it, man. Let's do it.
All right. We got to do an 80s one.
Oh, yeah. We got to do an 80s one. All 80s theme. I love that.
Seriously, we'll dress the part and I'll actually make the video for that one. That'll be fun. We'll get Gary on. We'll have to get Gary on. Let you guys just fight it out one time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, maybe your audience knows this, but Aaron loves Gary Miracle. Loves him. And sometimes I get left, you know. And I have to swallow my ego and I have to say, I'm not as good as Gary Miracle. So that's okay.
Well, I need to make a new Eras tour poster and I'll get you on the next one. I think, are you on that one? You might be on that one. I can't remember.
Anyway, you'll probably
make a new Eras tour poster. And we're actually going to see Gary in February.
That's great. That's
I'm excited. It'll be good to get down to Florida, see all the miracles, the wonderful Miracle family.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So 2024,
mm-hmm.
let's say we get back together December 29th of 2024. Mm-hmm. What are you going to tell me about this last year for you? What is going to be your highlight personal?
I think you know what that is. I don't want to put that out in the public now. That's first top of mind because I think that one affects every other part of my being.
Yeah.
I want to be, there's just a lot. We'll revisit that question. How about
that? Yeah, absolutely.
But you and I know what that is already. And yeah, so we'll revisit that.
Okay. All right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
And obviously, no, Emma's graduating. So we're really looking forward to that. Austin's in a, you know, blossoming career. Bryn is doing great things at Liberty. You know, Heather continues to just be consistent in everything that she does. And she's had an amazing year. She wanted a year of adventure. And so this year she jumped out of a plane. She went to Honduras. Oh, she's going to go to Honduras again. She served at the Dream Center. Consistently is that pace setter for, you know, not just myself, not just our family, but, you know, her small group of lady friends, really anyone that knows her, she sets the pace, and does it so well. And just, you know, I'm really excited to see what she's going to do in 2024 as well. So that's an answer as well. That's what I'd love to talk about in December is how Emma graduated and now knows what she wants to do next. I believe she's going to go for her master's. Bryn's locked in on her future and knows what that wants to be. And, and then all the other things that we talked about.
Oh, that's so great. I'm in an interesting time in my life right now. My twins are 23 years old and one got married last April and one getting married this May. And it's interesting when you become the friend of your adult child.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And Emily, who's getting married in May, she came back from the Navy and is living with us. Mm-hmm. And she's been gone for almost 6 years. And now she's living with us getting prepared to be married. And it's been so interesting because she's still my daughter. And I still want to sort of correct her sometimes, her behavior or something she says or something. And I've had to learn that there are these new sort of guidelines that I'm still the dad.
Right.
But she's an adult.
Yeah.
It's been really interesting. But we're figuring that out really quickly. I mean, she moved in July. She moved home. And now we're sitting here in December. And we've figured a lot of things out. But it's really kind of a cool time. Mm-hmm. Having adult children like that is just
awesome.
It's really interesting time. And, it's going to be really cool to see her married off. And I love my new son-in-law and I love my soon to be son-in-law. I love them. So that's terrific too. I can't imagine what that's like for a father if they don't really like the son-in-law or they have problems with them. That could be really difficult, but I don't have those problems. So that's good.
Yeah, no doubt. And it is funny because we're told Dr. Spock or whoever it was, or whoever writes all the books about kids and raising great kids and all that kind of stuff. They always said, you know, don't be their, you're not supposed to be their friend. You're their parent. Right. But there is a shift at some point they get older and now you are somewhat their friend. You know what I mean? And the other thing that's really cool is when they love each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I heard a quote and I'm going to ruin it. It was something like friends come too late. Parents leave too soon.
Mm.
But siblings are forever.
Mm. So true.
Yeah, man. It was like, wow, that's really true. Like, you know, I heard that one day and it just kind of rocked me a little bit. It was
true.
That's and really, really
twins,
true.
And with the twins, it's really powerful. They just have this sort of connection that's just unbreakable. And they couldn't be more different as far as their personalities. But they just have an unbreakable bond that you can see. And it's really cool as a father to watch that, too.
Well, I'm excited for you. And I'm going to be asking for the blueprint because, you know, I do have two and they will be getting married as well. And so not that Austin won't be getting married. I just won't be the father of the bride in that one.
Right.
So the father of the bride thing is not going to be easy for me. I have not cried in this episode, which is a win. It's a great way to go
that
out.
That is great. Yes. Oh, man. Well, it's not over yet.
It's not over yet. Don't do it.
Here's something that could make you cry. You don't need a blueprint. You need a bank account.
Okay. I'm getting teared up. getting a little choked up.
We'll have a GoFundMe at the end of this podcast.
That's right. So you can Venmo me at, Well, man,
I'll
it's
tell you
always
what, everything good. Is so expensive. Oh my gosh,
it's crazy. Like, and you work for Ramsey, and
it's crazy. Yeah.
And you work for Ramsey, and so you know,
so it's all budgeted.
It is all budgeted.
Yeah,
amazing, amazing. Well, he would be mad at me for what we had to do last week. Anyway, different story for a different day. We had to buy two new cars, not one, but two. Okay. And I said had. I didn't say want or so.
Yeah.
And I'm still ticked because we didn't get a big red bow with either one. And I always said, who are these people that buy cars at Christmas? Come on.
Right?
I mean, it's so stupid, right?
Yeah.
So then we did it twice. it was not a good week last week, but here we are. So, man, this has been fun. I actually have to go to work so I can pay for those two new cars. So
awesome. All right. But, let's do that.
Man, let's do this. Let's do this early and often throughout 2024. Maybe check in with each other and our audience and find out. You know, you see how I said our audience there? Like, yeah. I already, man, I got a partnership lined up.
I love this. This is so great. I'm all of a sudden part of the unscripted.
Absolutely. Somebody's got to do it.
This is great. I love this.
It's fantastic. I'll get you some merch. So that's all you need.
I do need a new shirt. You know, I ripped that one in half when I was having the heart surgery. And I said, I told the doctors to cut right here. And I ripped the shirt in half. And Aaron promised me he'd replace that shirt. And I've still yet to see that shirt.
All right.
Man, Jerry Miracle would have had like 10 of them by now.
AaronConrad.com/shop. Take 20% off when you use the code unscripted20.
Oh, wow.
Thanks
look at
for
that.
The commercial.
That's smooth,
no, I got
baby.
You. I got you. I'll take care of it. We'll do that offline. But, man, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm thankful for you, especially, you know, all the time, not just like we were talking about with God, not just when life's good and bad. You know, it's all the time. And I just appreciate you. I'm so thankful that we had that opportunity to meet. Oh, gosh.
Years ago, more than a decade ago. I mean,
we talking like 2009, 2010,
yeah, something
maybe
like that. Yeah.
Goodness sakes. Our table's still not ready at Mellow Mushroom. So,
and hey, here's another promise for 2024. Let's laugh more. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's I love to write about serious topics and I love to get serious about my spiritual walk and I love to get serious about the stuff I'm going to write about with men. But at the same time, man, 2024, let's make it a point to just laugh more together.
Right.
Because that's, you know, that's where it's at, dude. Mm-hmm. When you go by that cow and you roll down the window and you moo at him, that's life, baby.
Or you feed Franklin.
Yes, exactly.
There you go. All right. One last time, links for everybody that has hopefully enjoyed you as much as I enjoy being with you. Where can they find you again?
KurtHarding.com, Kurt with a C, and then look up on Apple Podcast or something, The Short Pause. I'd love to have you listen to some of the things I do there. It's the old radio geek in me. I was in radio for many years, and I love to create these things with sound, and it's just fun for me. It's a great little hobby.
Was it, what was the name of the album? Was it He's the DJ, I'm the Rapper? Is that, did I get that right?
Yeah, I think you did.
Was it Will Smith?
Uh-huh. Right.
You're the DJ, I'm the rapper. So we'll do more of that in 2024 as well. Maybe we got our album coming out, Set. We're not Right Set Fred. That'll be the name of the band.
Great. Perfect.
All right. Now let me get out of here. I got to go to work. Have a great new year, man. And I look forward to doing this again. I promise you, we're going to do more of this in 2024. I hope anyone listening has a wonderful new year. If it's after New Year, I hope you had a great new year. And man, I just appreciate you.
All right. Thank you for having me, man. This is always fun. Let's do it more often.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Unscripted Podcast with your host, Aaron Conrad, from his studio in Old Hilliard. Make sure to like, share, follow, and review on your favorite podcast platforms. Also, make sure to check out my song, Great and Mighty One, on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you find your music. We'll see you next time on Unscripted with Aaron Conrad.